we got to spend time with Mr. 925, and he's just ridiculous, and he has now adapted a southern accent.
Mr. 925.
That's what Tank calls him, because that's the percentage of silver that's in sterling silver. His name is Sterling, so he calls him Mr. 925, which every time he says it, I think of...
So it's a nerd nickname.
It's a nerd nickname, okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking of Mr. Worldwide, which is what we call Babalu. So we've got Mr. Worldwide and Mr. 925.
Right.
Which they're out.
Well, it could be Babalu's next single could be featuring Mr. 925.
And the sample that they take of him is him saying, "Oh my God," because he says it with a absolute southern drawl. Well, he'll go, "Oh my God." And I just kept thinking Big Fatty is his real father. And while I'm both impressed and mortified at the fact that that could have happened. Because he sounds just like Big Fatty when he says it. And I could not love Big Fatty more, except for my grandchild. So then it was just, every time you say it, I would love the brown. Love it seeks, love it finds, love it conquers, love it
all. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh my God. Big Fatty is his real father.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3356 of the BFO for Thursday the 17th of December 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. We've got a census, and I am hell-bent and determined I'm opening this package today. Yes, we can eat! Hello, Moisture's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going. Y'all, your moisture. Y'all, it has been moist. It has been moist all day long here in Charleston. And y'all, and it's... It's raining right now, Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, you all right? Well, yes. Y'all, before I go into anything else, y'all, I just have two words for you. Melba Toast. Big Fatty, Melba Toast. Wasn't she from the Upstate Toast family? I love Miss Melba. No, Melba Toast is in a cracker. Oh, that's very different. Y'all, used to be, when I was growing up, we'd get Melba Toast, and you'd put, like, a squirt cheese or a dip or something like that on it. Y'all, I thought it would be good with some cream cheese with some of that chow chow. And, y'all, when I was in Atlanta, I went looking for Melba Toast. Y'all, it doesn't exist. At least not at the Von's East in Atlanta. And y'all, when I was at the Von's East today, Big Fatty is already talking about today. Well, I'll get to it in a minute. Y'all, I looked. There's no Melba Toast. I looked in the cracker section, and I said, well, maybe it's considered a delicacy. So I looked in the delicatessen. Nothing. The most they had were these little square pieces of... plain old toasty kind of bread from France it's not Melba Toast. But anyway, y'all, do you remember Melba Toast? Yes, Big Fatty, here's a toast to Melba. Yeah, I see y'all, our next sentence is from Bertie Burt, and she says, I can't remember if this was done already. Well, I went back and checked, and it was, so, and y'all, she didn't answer it anyway, so we'll just move forward. Y'all, our next one is from Paul Douglas. Now, y'all, I have no idea who this is. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a lurker. Big Betty, we love a lurker. Been listening 8 to 9 years. Favorite segment is the Gentleman Call Report. Wishes Big Fatty would bring back Down at the End of the Bar. Never called the voice letter number. Never been to a Pride 48 event. And never used a special chair. And the last time he sharted, he says, I have not, but had a lot of crowd. and a lot of crowning and clamping down tightly, mostly while driving. Yes, Big Fatty, you know they have a new show, The Crown. Well, this is the holidays, so we just switching up. Big Fatty, just out of curiosity, have you ever heard anything from Dells in Dallas? No, he's pissed off at me. Oh, okay. let's see, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. I know. Paul Douglas, thank you so much for doing the census. It's a Big Fatty. I love it. Everybody that did it, and I especially love it when a lurker peeks out just a little bit and does it. Yes, Big Fatty, okay, move the show forward. anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, let's see, young Nicholas, stopped by, and we visited for a while. We each had a couple of the eggnogs. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the eggnog, frozen eggnog cubes, y'all, it just made them delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. but he left, I don't know. It was after a couple of eggnogs. But we caught up a little bit, and y'all, then, Big Fatty, what did Big Fatty, I let young Nicholas try the cheese cookery that, that Big Fatty didn't like, and, he liked those better than the other ones, so, y'all, I'm gonna leave it to Durwood to make the decision. Yes, Big Fatty, let's see, then what did I do? I watched, this would have been Tuesday night. Y'all, I don't know what I had on the TV machine, because I don't think there was sports ball on, but I don't remember what I was watching either. So, I do. Y'all, I turned on the PBS, and they had some sort of Crema Hootenanny from Belmont, I headed into the chamber, and again, slept like a baby, y'all. Between the weather and the medication my doctor gave me, and y'all, it's I think I've said this before, it could be a placebo, and I just think it's the cat's meow, and Big Fatty, the cat's meow. The cat squeak. Anyway, y'all, it was a lovely night's sleep, y'all. I kind of miss Whitman Tinker, but he's welcome to come and visit. During the daytime, he can wake me up from a nap. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all can't believe it. But y'all, I was probably sound asleep by 10:30 p.m. and to 6:30. Y'all, that's 8 hours of sleep. I'm okay. And y'all, I got up a little bit got out of the live chamber about a few minutes before 7 a.m. in the morning, had my coffee, did my Sudoku, read the newspaper, and then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, they were predicting rain day from about 11 a.m. in the morning until 11 p.m. Wednesday night. So, y'all, I got out about a little bit after 9 a.m. in the morning because, I had to watch Miss Gayle King. And y'all got my 10,000 steps in and came back and I got my share. And, my key fob. My key fob for Ruby Red was sent me a message saying, time to change the batteries very soon. And so, y'all, it took me a little bit to figure out where the hell the battery was, but I found it. Big Fatty, can you stay awake till the end of the little show? Yes. After I had my share, I was off. I had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And, y'all, I ordered my battery online at the Batteries Plus. And there was one over near the Von Zeiss. And, y'all, after lunch, that's exactly where I went. To the Batteries Plus? No, to the Von Zeiss. Yes, we hear it, y'all. Y'all have shopped a lot today, so I'll get right into it. Y'all, I got me another can of the Ready Whip. It was on sale. Y'all, I got some honey gold potatoes. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got a couple of lemons, an onion, got another thing of celery, a couple of the bags of the Veggie Lovers Solid, some sliced mushrooms. They were on sale. I got a couple of pans of the Sister Schubert rolls. Y'all, I think I'm going to try to make my little ham biscuits on those. I'm going to throw out the Pillsbury flour, so I got some more of the Von Zeiss flour. Y'all, I got Herbs de Provence, because I needed them for my standing rib roast that I bought. They had the Crispy Crowns, the Idaho potatoes on sale, buy one get one free. They had pork tenderloins, buy one get one free. Got one of those. Got some more eggnog. Y'all, I had to have some unsalted butter for my standing rib roast, so I got a couple of sticks of the Kerry unsalted butter. I got the Land of Lakes. It was buy one get one free, so I got 3 pounds of that. What is that? Oh, I got a couple more of those Brofkas pizza pies. Y'all, they had the sourdough round on sale. Got that and got it sliced, thin slice. Some shaved ham to make my little ham biscuits. Y'all, it was on sale. The beef rib roast. Y'all, I think everybody's making a standing rib roast. Dr. Stone is, and that Peter G sent me his recipe and cooking instructions for it. Y'all, I got a 4-pound standing rib roast, and y'all, they were on sale. They were the price was $8 off per pound. Y'all, it was like $5.50 a pound or something like that. So I thought I'd try it, you know. Y'all, those good Ruffles jalapeno lime were on sale. I got a bag of those. Got a little milk to make my cone bread and sausage dressing. And y'all, they had the good shredded Swiss cheese, buy one get one free. Got 4 bags of that. Y'all, I spent $113.90, but I saved $94.78. Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, you ran out of music. Y'all, I can't believe the standing rib roast right here. It says that I paid $25.47 for it, but I saved $37.12 for it. Y'all, it just goes to show you how overpriced everything is. But anyway, y'all, after the Von Zeiss, y'all, I went by and picked up my battery for my fob, and y'all came home and unpacked the provisions. Y'all, I've refilled the freezer again, and y'all, I've made some soup. I've made some soup with the celery and onions, and I had a bag of the gumbo vegetables, and I threw some Tuscany chicken broth in there, and I had some cheese tortellini I put in there, and some lemon pepper chicken. Y'all, it's probably going to taste vulgar, but it's soup weather. And y'all, then I finally, y'all, I struggled with the fob. I couldn't figure out what the hell I was doing with it, but I finally figured it out. And y'all, the way I knew it, I had it working is because I accidentally hit the alarm button, and it started beeping out in the carport. So anyway, but y'all, old Vader stopped by to take a share because you know he's a. He's homeless right now, and so y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, be pretty. Dear Gussie, y'all, I am opening this present today, yes, because you're a whore. No, because it was sent to me with love. Y'all, this comes from Casey and Holly. Y'all, they've taped it up like the skull. I'm going to have to get the scissors. Anyway, Big Fatty, have they sent you pictures of their grandma trees? They have not. You know, perhaps that'll be a crema eve. Maybe I'll get to open that gift at a crema eve. Big Fatty, you know you'd love to open that gift at either one of them. It'd just be fine with me. Oh, Big Fatty, it's wrapped again. Y'all, it's got a second. It's got a second layer of, and it's taped up like the skull, too. Big Fatty, I hope we have enough time for you to open all of these packages here. All right, so we're going to do it one more time here. Y'all, this paper has got, it's silver and glittery and has the Rudolph reindeer. Big Fatty, there's enough. Y'all, it's wrapped again. And this one, this one has got Santa Claus skiing. And, dear Gussie. And this, and it's taped up like the skull as well. Big Fatty, I don't think they want you to open it. Well, maybe not. But I'm going to try to get it here because, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, did I get it? Yeah, there we go. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here.
Santa Claus is coming.
Is it wrapped again? I don't think so.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
I can't get that undone.
He knows when you're awake.
Oh my God. Y'all, there must be a roll of tape on here. Y'all, it's bear claws. Big Fatty, I love those. You're so good with hot chocolate or your coffee. No.
Santa Claus is coming.
Big Fatty!
To town.
See, y'all, I finally got into it. Y'all, it's one of those, it's something for the naughty tree. Y'all, it is the biker. It is the biker bear. And y'all, this is a new series. And this is the Poke the Bear series. And y'all, he's standing there in his chaps and his vest and his armbands and hat. And oh, dear Gussie. Oh, this is so wonderful. Casey and Harvey, y'all are just too sweet to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, they sure are. Oh, y'all, I'm going to put a picture. By the way, did you go look at the picture of the things I got yesterday? Y'all, oh, look at him. He is quite handsome. He's a no-nonsense ointment. Yes, Big Fatty, a no-nonsense ointment. He's going on the tree. Thank you again, guys. That is, you're too kind to the fat one. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the... Taffy, Big Fatty's got a secret. Do you know what it is?
Oh, my God. Big Fatty is his real father.
Big Fatty, that's fake news. There's no way that child came from your loins.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.